Breaking Down Fear, a compilation.
There's a theory that we are born with three fears: fear of loud noises, fear of falling, and fear of abandonment. These fears, according to some psychologists, are hardwired into our nature. All others are acquired. Fear of spiders, fear of the dark, fear of dentists, and the rest of our many fears are programmed into our psyche through either first-hand experience or information we take in. Fears generally fall into two categories: legitimate fears that warn of a genuine threat, either physical or emotional, and unfounded fears that are born of one's imagination and have little or no basis in reality. The trouble is, our brains have difficulty telling the two apart and will often react to both in the same way. Increased activity in the brain's amygdala area, which activates our fight-or-flight response. One method that therapists use to help a person overcome fear is through controlled exposure to whatever is causing the fear response. When the fear is not realized, in other words, when the feared consequence repeatedly does not take place, the mind is retrained to not react in fear when confronted by the supposed threat. Other fears are harder to overcome because they are not tied to a physical situation. Rather, they are internal, having to do with worry and insecurity. Analyzing them to separate reality from misperception can help, but our greatest source of understanding, comfort, and relief from such fears is God Himself. When we have the assurance that He has our best interests at heart, stands with us in the present, and promises that all things will work together for good in the end for those who love God, it helps put things in perspective and fears recede. God has provided relief from fear through a personal connection with Him. We make that connection through prayer, and we strengthen it by reading and studying God's Word, believing His promises to us therein, and applying them in our daily lives. The more we learn to turn to and depend on God, the more He is able to help us overcome our fears. Roald Watterson. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. The Bible says that love is of God, and God is love. In other words, love is a fundamental characteristic of who God is. There is a distinct word for the type of love that God displays. In the Greek, this word is agape, and it refers to a benevolent and charitable love that seeks the best for the loved one. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Sometimes this spirit of fear overcomes us, and to overcome it, we need to trust in and love God more completely. To help us be complete in love, God has liberally sprinkled encouragement against fear throughout the Bible. God tells us not to be afraid of being alone, of being too weak, of not being heard in our prayers, or of being destitute of physical necessities. These admonishments cover many different aspects of the spirit of fear. The scriptures are bursting with admonitions from God to His people to overcome fear and doubt. Over 350 commands to fear not. As a matter of fact, the one verbal encouragement Jesus gives more than any other is a call to fearless living. The key to overcoming fear is total and complete trust in God. Trusting God is how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced the fiery furnace without fear. Trusting God is how Stephen stood before his killers fearlessly. To trust God is to refuse to give in to fear. Even in the darkest times, we can trust in God to make things right. This trust comes from knowing God and knowing that He is good. GodQuestions.org An angel appeared to the crowd gathered at the empty tomb of Jesus, and do you know the first thing he said? Do not be afraid. This is actually the most common command given throughout the Bible. It is said 365 times. That's a command to be fearless for every day of the year. Easy to say, but hard to do, as fear also shows up as anxiety, worry, and even anger. So how can we be sure that we can live fearlessly because of the resurrection? Because we know these five truths. Number one, we know Jesus tells us the truth because He is the truth. Number two, we know God loves us extravagantly. Number three, we know God has a good plan for our lives. Number four, we know God will take care of our needs. Number five, we know that death is not the end. But not everyone is aware of these five truths, so spread this good news to as many people as possible. Rick Warren. Some years ago, I read an account that went something like this. A group of scientists and botanists were exploring remote regions of the Alps in search of new species of flowers. One day they noticed, through binoculars, a flower of such rarity and beauty that its value to science was incalculable. But it lay deep in a ravine with cliffs on both sides. To get the flower, someone had to be lowered over the cliff on a rope. A curious young boy was watching nearby, and the scientist told him they would pay him well if he would agree to be lowered over the cliff to retrieve the flower below. The boy took one long look down the steep, dizzy depths and said, "I'll be back in a minute." A short time later, he returned, followed by a gray-haired man. Approaching the botanist, the boy said, "I'll go over that cliff and get that flower for you if this man holds the rope. He's my dad." His whole assurance was based in the fact that his father was trustworthy. Isn't this even more true for us as Christians? Our daily bread. Comforting God, I love to hear you whispering in my mind, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God." These loving words are like a warm blanket wrapped around me, sheltering me from the coldness of fear and discouragement. When trouble is stalking me, remind me to grip your hand tightly and stay in communication with you. I can trust and not be afraid because you are my strength and song. Your powerful presence is with me always. I face nothing alone. I am grateful that you have promised to strengthen me and help me. Your strong hand supports me in both good and bad times. When things are going smoothly in my life, I may be less attentive to your faithful presence. But when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I am profoundly aware of my need for you. At such times, holding on to your hand keeps me standing and enables me to put one foot in front of the other. As I seek to endure adversity in trusting dependence on you, please bless me with peace and joy in your presence. In your dependable name, Jesus, amen. Sarah Young.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.